Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about a job market where there can be as many as 7 million job openings in a given month, and we fill maybe all but a million of those. So we need to see sort of where it comes down with respect to the unemployment rate. I think that this does fall within the context of a slowing economy, one that's not hitting a brick wall. But, you know, we did see the unemployment rate tick up. We'll see whether that is a longer-term trend. But we may well have seen not only the best numbers in hiring now behind us, but the best numbers with respect to both the unemployment rate and in wage gains.
So when we see these the larger growth in numbers, which sectors are really impacting from the bigger number today?
Well, you had job growth really across the board in the service sector, and, you know, that would be typically the case. Where I think we've had the number one trouble spot in recent months has been the goods-producing realm, of course, very much of interest to people around you know, the local listening area, which has had such a strong manufacturing presence over many years. And so we had both construction and manufacturing rebound, and that helped to populate that goods-producing number. But all told, we had a good representation throughout a variety of sectors, both white-collar and blue-collar, and that's what you'd typically want to see when you have a month with respectable or better jobs creation as we have here.
The central bank has been watching these numbers very closely over the last year, markets anticipating a rate cut soon. Does today's figure maybe buck that thinking?
Well, this report certainly makes it a little more challenging for the Federal Reserve, which meets at the very end of the month. Investors have been essentially pricing in a 100% chance of an interest rate cut, and that remains the case as we speak. Where we're seeing some differences now is whether they're pricing in an immediate 25 basis point cut or 0.25% or 0.5%. The betting until today really had been leaning with the favorites still going with the 0.25%, but thinking that there was a chance of 50 basis points. Now you really have just a small chance in the eyes of investors that that's what the Fed would do. Obviously, we have a number of more weeks to get through before the Fed does meet, and more data as well. But I think really what the more important view about that includes right now is the fact that inflation, in the Fed's view, has not been hitting its 2% target. And it's concerned that we could actually get into a deflationary price spiral to the downside. And it wants to take out an insurance cut with respect to trying to put some ammunition in place against a downturn. And I still think that's the expectation. One of the reasons for that is that Federal Reserve officials led by Chairman Jerome Powell have done nothing to dissuade investors from thinking that's a possibility, and that's very telling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.